The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, hello, and happy Wednesday, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. I am grabbing glasses so I can read some of this magical. You'll be very excited about the guest I have today. You know, on my show, I tend to talk to people who pursue passion and purpose and usually have some sort of adversity or hardship to bring forward whatever they end up doing next, like myself, writing books about the recovering alpha female and talking about how it's so important to unwind the mind and drop in, and I promote the parasympathetic. So that's why I like to try to talk to people who have had something kind of blow up in their world or a hardship or something that maybe changes the trajectory of their life for the better. And so today it's kind of fun. I would hope to have my dear friend on, who is a community member, who had who's just a ray of hope, living with a very serious cancer, and it was just not a good day for that. So I have this wonderful person who I had a listener tell me to invite on the show because she found it so fascinating, all of the elements of chocolate. And so I called this wonderful lady, Julie Brewer, yesterday, and I said, Julie, I had a cancellation for today. Would you be interested in coming on my show and talking with people about the beauty of chocolate, a little bit about what got you to Sandpoint, why you decided to choose chocolate? And lo and behold, I have this wonderful light right across from me, and she brought me the most, this is my win, she brought me the most beautiful box of chocolates I've seen. I mean, it's very localized. I mean, you've got the lake on one of them. It's just gorgeous. So this is a beautiful box. And Julie, thank you for the gift that I will enjoy very much. But also thank you for joining me on Last Minute, and especially in such a busy time for you with Easter around the corner.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate being here. And yeah, we love sharing what we're doing with the community, especially since we're new. We're new to this. So it's been
well,
fun.
That was another thing I thought, gosh, you know, I've driven by it a couple times. I grew up in Sandpoint, born and raised. I was one of the last classes to go through that school as a ninth grade. And then that was the annex where you're in now. So it's literally the event center, and behind the event center, it's the, is that not it?
No, we're in the building.
Okay, she's nodding. This is good. Where are you?
You're close. You're so close. You're so close.
Okay.
We're right next door to the annex building. It's a freestanding building where I can't remember. This heating and air used to be in there.
Yes. Okay. So it's still on the property. It's kind of right behind the community garden.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Okay. And you'll see it. And I've driven by it. So we're sort of in the same area, but I've driven by it. But I'm like, I wonder how many people actually stop in. And I just thought, I love that this, we have actually homemade fresh local chocolate, and we'll get into some of the different chocolates she makes. But tell us what got you up to Sandpoint and how long you've maybe been here and why you chose chocolate.
Well, that is a lot.
That's a lot.
Story.
That might take the hour.
I came to Sandpoint in 2004 and bought a house here in 2004, and I did real estate for a while with Thomas and Black.
Does everyone.
Yes.
I had my stint also.
Yeah. I had friends that moved here, and I grew up in a mountain community, and so it wasn't too different from where I moved from, and just really nice community. Fell in love with it, of course, like everybody does the minute you cross over that long bridge, right? You get that feeling.
That is the age-old story. Yeah. My parents did it 62 years ago, and my dad started Pondre Vet Service, and probably 65 now, but yeah, drove across that long bridge. It's what we hear all the time.
It's a common denominator, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's magical here.
Yes.
So you made the move and started a family up here?
Yeah, I raised my kids here, and I still have a daughter in high school. It's her last year. But yeah, no, we love it here. We've left and come back. We spent 4 years in Hawaii and another 4 years down in California. So yeah, we kind of come and gone, but we definitely, when we decided to do the factory, we wanted to do it in Sandpoint. and found that great building. And yeah, one thing led to another. And now we're making chocolate.
It's quite a big building, too.
Like, yeah.
So is it a full tilt, like factory? It's the first I've heard you refer
it
to
is,
it as a
yeah,
factory.
It is, yeah. We're FDA approved. And it's a. We do give tours, which is interesting. We give tours.
How fun.
We've had probably four different classes come through. We had some homeschooler classes come through, the Waldorf school came through. So it's really fun to see the kids. They get to interact, and we had a class where they were decorating their own chocolate bars, and they get to see all the machinery in action and learn where chocolate comes from. And yeah, it's been really fun.
Wow, that's a whole element I hadn't even thought about. But yeah, the tours of how it's even made. I think a lot of us just go to the store, say, buy a chocolate bar and don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Not to mention, and we'll get into that in the first segment, but like the stuff you buy at the store, like what's in it? Like you can't even read sometimes the labels. Like one of the big things I've learned as I've learned to live with MS in the body is I read the label and I try to keep it to, you know, 5 ingredients or at least ingredients that I can pronounce.
Exactly. Yeah, we only import from Europe. And so our chocolate comes out of Munich, out of Germany. And it's just that the quality is so much better than anything we can get here in the U.S. The tariffs have been a little challenging, but we're still not going to compromise and buy anything domestic. I mean, it's so different, the quality of the European chocolate. And we've used it for a decade now. So
it tastes so different, truly.
It is marvelous. Yeah, there's no comparison to European chocolate. And I think that's why we get so many compliments on the quality of the chocolate is because we do import it out of Germany.
Yeah. That is incredible. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll actually talk a little bit about like what that looks like importing chocolate from Germany. I can't even imagine. This is just so cool that we have this beautiful little business in Sandpoint. Just tell everyone that's listening out there, how long have you had this business in Sandpoint?
Oh gosh, let's see. We've been open. Well, our grand opening was on November 30th last year. That was for our retail store. And then we were open a year before that, just in wholesale production. But
We're primarily selling where?
Oh gosh, we sell to Yolks and Winter Ridge and some local stores. And then we also have an herbal chocolate line that we've had for about a decade, and that's we do like kava chocolate, maca, ginseng, so that's an herbal line, and that's sold all over.
That's something I'm very intrigued about is the different because those are so many healing properties to all of the wonderful herbs that you're mixing with your chocolate.
Absolutely.
So we'll take a short break, and when we come back, we will have a nice conversation about that. Thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio, and I'm going to help myself to a chocolate.
North 40 Outfitters provides all the essential tools and supplies for any fencing project. Enjoy savings on top fencing brands like OK Brand, Beckert, Tarter, and Gallagher. Plus, save on all electric fencing products. Our farm and ranch sales team offers expert solutions delivered to your door. Visit north40.com/sales or your local farm desk to connect with our team. Discover more at North 40 Outfitters. Outfitting, work, and play.
A good night's sleep is important for your health, and there are simple ways to improve your sleep, like sticking to a regular schedule, creating a calming bedtime routine, and cutting back on screen time before bed. But if you're still having trouble, it might be time to see a specialist. CBTI is a proven, non-medication treatment for insomnia that can improve your sleep and overall well-being. Call Bonner General Family Practice at 208-265-2221 to schedule a consultation. Let's work together to help you sleep better and live better.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like frames. Because you found a classic 70s concert poster. But when you went to get it framed, you realized the frame will cost about 4 times the amount of the poster. Which is actually absurd, because no one will be looking at the frame, and if they are, then you severely overestimated how cool this poster is. But then you remember by switching your home and auto to Progressive, you could save hundreds and put it towards a classic 70s concert poster in an absurdly overpriced frame. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Bob, and I'm a forester from Idaho Forest Group.
Bob, what's this I hear about spring cleaning?
Winter weather can be hard on your forest. Your timber usually needs a little tidying up of any down or damaged trees. This can help reduce both insects and fire danger.
What do you recommend?
If you own forest land, spring is typically a good time to make sure your trees are free of bugs and disease. Keep in mind, some species require specific timing of cleanup to avoid attracting more insects.
How would I check on my trees?
Have a pro take a look. Our foresters offer free evaluations on forest land of 10 acres or more, and they know how and when to schedule management in order to avoid further bug or disease problems.
That seems like a good idea.
One of the benefits is that we can often help give your forest land a park-like appearance, and you can earn cash in pocket for merchantable timber harvested.
How do I find out more?
Pick up the phone and call us at 208-772-6033, or you can visit us online at ifg.com. Idaho Forest Group is here to help with all your forest health needs.
The Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce Membership Luncheon is this Thursday from noon to 1 p.m. in the Community Room at the Umpqua Bank Building in Sandpoint. Ting will be hosting. Seating is limited. To register, go to sandpointchamber.org.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
Okay, welcome back. That is so fun. I was very candid with Sweet Julie. I said, you know, I just was a little fearful. I'm like, what am I going to talk about for an hour about chocolate? And we haven't even scratched the stuff that I actually, like the questions I have about this amazing product that makes people so, like you say, joyful, happy. And sometimes we're so caught up in looking good and you know, making sure our waistline is just perfect, that we forget about feeling. And there's something about just the feeling when you just eat a really good, I'm not talking like grabbing a Kit Kat at the grocery store and stuffing it in your face. I'm talking about a really good piece of chocolate. And so every break I decided I'm going to have a piece of chocolate. And I'm going to just tell you what I just experienced. I just had a pistachio one. And honestly, it was a dark chocolate, I'm guessing. Is it just a pistachio? And the cream inside literally was, it's not really cream though. It was very nutty. It was very full of the nuts, the base nuts. It was incredible. So you've got an amazing chocolatier. And she said, don't give me too much credit. I have, is it Tyler?
Tyler, yes.
Tell us a little bit about your chocolatier, Tyler.
Oh, he came over from Lighthouse and very little experience with chocolate, actually. And he has just absolutely taken off.
Was he making something?
Well, we've done a lot of like online classes to learn, and he has surpassed any expectations that I had. He's making like such exotic things. The truffles that he's coming up with, every day I walk in, how did you make that? And he's like, I watched some videos that would blow your mind.
How do you not gain a million pounds? Like, we're either like, okay, we're back to the feeling of chocolate, but I mean, here, try this. I'd want to try them all.
I eat a lot of chocolate.
It's not that bad, is it? And especially when it's clean like this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because these are good ingredients. It's, like I said, imported from Europe. And people taste the difference.
Can you walk us through that? Like, I mean, so you started this, but like, how did you know to import chocolate? Like, is this your brainchild or you and Tyler's together? Or like, how did you decide to just import chocolate from Europe and start such delicious chocolate?
Well, I've had this company for, oh gosh, actually almost 15 years, but I had a co-packer all these years down in Boise that would make our chocolate. And we just outgrew them. They just could not keep up with production. And so that's why I opened up the factory here in Sandpoint.
What was the name?
Kava Chocolate.
It was Kava Chocolate.
Kava Chocolate,
then.
Yeah. It's an herbal chocolate line where we do Kava Chocolate, which is, it's an herb from the South Pacific, Hawaii, and it relaxes you. It's like cousin to the pepper plant. It's got kind of a peppery taste. And then we do maca bars and ginseng, and we were doing CBD chocolate, but the Idaho police didn't like that too much, even though it had zero THC.
Oh, that's such a challenging thing because, yeah, I mean, that's everything, you know, that's a common mistake. People don't understand the difference.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we still have the herbal chocolate line, and people love that. We sell that all across the U.S. And then the Sandpoint chocolate line is a little bit newer, and we have that in Yolks, all the Yolks stores, and like Huckleberry's down on the South Hill in Spokane, and Winter Ridge carries it. And it's growing. People love that line. And it's more of a fancy chocolate bar line with the nuts and the cookies on top.
Would this be one of them? Oreo. So this is one of your fancier ones.
Yeah.
So the back of it, is it actual Oreos in it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And then we just started with the new molds with the Lake Pondere on the chocolate bar with the edible dyes and the outline of Idaho with the heart, because so I would say 90% of the people that come in to the retail store are buying the chocolate as gifts, which is it's so sweet, and they're so cute when they come in. They're buying for, you know, their mothers and their aunts, and it's somebody's birthday. So we're really trying to offer localized gifts that people can take home. So many people travel.
Without a lot of trouble, lightweight, such a nice, you know, again, this is radio, so y'all can't see it, but I mean, it's beautiful how you did actually the shape of Idaho, wrote the name, and then put a little red heart on top of it. And so it says Sandpoint, Idaho. It's just absolutely a lovely gift. And one of the reason I actually reached out to you was because one of my listeners who listens regularly said you really need to talk with them. And she said that your prices are incredibly, I mean, for especially when, and we're going to circle, I'm going to keep getting into how you bring chocolate in from Germany, but you're importing so much of this.
We are, yeah. We won't compromise because the quality is just so much better in Europe. But yeah, I'm glad that she recognized that we had, our prices are reasonable, because we've worked really hard to keep them that way and still offer such a quality product. Chocolate prices have gone up a lot in the last few years. Because we brought this in-house and we're making it all ourselves, we can afford to offer, you know, pass that cost on to our customers.
Okay. Yeah. These are like, so, with Easter around the corner, these are, you know, again, I think this is such a feel-good show. I mean, chocolate, there's a feeling that comes with chocolate. And when you put good chocolate in your body responds. Your body likes it. You just can drop in. So I think with Easter around the corner, I would imagine you have quite a few people coming in.
Oh, absolutely. Valentine's Day was huge for us. We were making giant chocolate boxes that were all chocolate in the shape of a heart, and then filling them with truffles, just really unique stuff. And then we also hosted 8 Valentine's Day parties. And Easter is gearing up to be just as busy as well. We're getting all of our Easter baskets together, and then we're decorating big hollow eggs filled with candies. So they're really intricate and unique, for sure.
How are the eggs filled with candy?
That's
a Tyler question. That's for the chocolatier.
Yeah, I've watched him do it. I don't know how he does it. He fills, you fill 2 different molds, and you seal it all with chocolate. It goes through the cooling tunnel, and it's sealed with chocolate. Before he seals it, he adds, he did a custom one that had, what did it have? It was a little bottle of wine and a love note for a customer that gave it to his girlfriend. It was so cute. So when she opens the egg, it's got this this present in it.
Uh-oh. You know, you're on live radio. That is going to be a new request for proposals. Can you imagine? I mean, how perfect. Here's this nice chocolate something. And if you put a nice little... So you guys can do that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Just saying out there, if anybody's wanting to, you know, do something special for your gal... Wow, then stop by. That's pretty amazing. And tell us, so Tyler ended up, what did he do at Lighthouse? So he had no chocolate experience.
Yeah, he's got hidden talents, this guy.
But is it food? Was he in the food
industry?
Oh, yeah,
he was in it for years, decades. So yeah, he really knows his stuff as far as food production and running the equipment. It was a little bit of a transition into chocolate, but he has surpassed anything I could ever have hoped for. Yeah, you just have to come in and see what he's created. It's at a different level. These are all custom molds that we had made that say Sandpoint chocolate on them, and yeah, they'll make great gifts, especially this summer.
Oh yeah, they're lovely. Are you a fan of any particular one?
I love the truffles. They're just so...
The larger ones are?
Yeah, they're just so much fun.
And I have not been to your shop, but so you have an actual counter where you can just pick certain, make your own boxes?
Absolutely. Yeah, you come in and pick out whatever speaks to you and make up custom boxes. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. Well, that's great. We'll take another break. And when I come back, we'll talk more about the herbal chocolates. I'm very interested in understanding what goes into making like a kava chocolate or the ginseng. And on this break, she suggested her favorite, you like the espresso? Is that this one?
Yeah, the coffee. Okay. We make that with Evans Brothers Coffee.
You can't see it, but it's absolutely beautiful. The little lines. So does he have to decorate each one of these by themselves?
Yeah, he does.
I just can't believe it. They're absolutely lovely. So, all right, I will try this one. I will report in when we get back from our break, and we'll talk to you shortly. Thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy.
A good night's sleep is important for your health, and there are simple ways to improve your sleep, like sticking to a regular schedule, creating a calming bedtime routine, and cutting back on screen time before bed. But if you're still having trouble, it might be time to see a specialist. CBTI is a proven, non-medication treatment for insomnia that can improve your sleep and overall well-being. Call Bonner General Family Practice at 208-265-2221 to schedule a consultation. Let's work together to help you sleep better and live better.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.com.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. With spring right around the corner, now it's time to inspect your vehicle after months of harsh winter driving. In April, we are pleased to announce the return of Mopar's Buy 3, Get the 4th Tire for only $1 sale. And with the purchase of a new set of tires, we're offering front-end alignments for $69.95. Remember, our certified technicians are performing same-day oil changes. We work on all makes and models, including Subaru, Toyota, and Honda. Pierce Auto Center.
The new Coeur d'Alene Gun Show, sponsored by Lewis Clark Trader, is coming to the Kootenai County Fairgrounds this weekend. The Coeur d'Alene Gun Show features hundreds of tables full of guns, antiques, Native American artifacts, collectibles, coins, knives, art, and Old West items. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse around. 2 big days, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3. Don't miss the Coeur d'Alene Gun Show at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds this weekend. Sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert since 1990, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They carry a large inventory of truck and heavy equipment parts, and their ASE and Master ASE certified technicians specialize in repairing all types of diesel and gas trucks, pickups, off-road vehicles, RVs, and heavy equipment. Stop by the shop on Triangle Drive in Ponderay, Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5, and Fridays until 6, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonner's Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic. U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
News Talk 97.1.
Okay, well, on my break, I'm still enjoying the espresso chocolate because both my producer, Tag, and Julie were like, "You're really going to try one every break?" I'm like, "Yeah." And then I'm like, "Okay, you better come in and have one." So Tag is now trying the margarita pie?
What is he trying? Key lime.
Key lime pie. He tried the key lime pie. And he's giving me a good thumbs up. Big thumbs up in the production back there. Anyway, for me, I just figured that's a great way to report on it and give you all a chance to get down there and try it. So Julie and I were talking. I would like to know, just before we were talking earlier about the coming in. So how did you decide to get the chocolate? Like, I can't leave this yet. How do you get chocolate from Germany here? Like, that just seems like an entrepreneurial, like, nightmare. Like, how did your brain do that? Like, it's amazing.
Oh, it's just, it's imported from, it's actually not as hard as you think.
Really? Like, no. That would stop a lot of people from creating their dream. And it didn't.
I mean, it's been challenging for sure. With the tariffs, it's made it definitely a lot harder to navigate around those. But
you just pick up the phone and say, hey, I'm going to call a chocolate person in Germany.
Yeah. We contract with, like, distributors that bring it in for us. And Lighthouse has helped a lot with navigation because they've got the refrigerated trucks. So they've been great.
Do you partner with them on bringing some of the products over?
A little bit.
But otherwise, it just gets shipped straight to your door.
Yeah, it's not that hard. Yeah, I guess the harder part is probably figuring out new recipes and making them work. Because we've made a lot of chocolate where we were like, well, that didn't work. And we melt it back down and start again. And it's been a lot of trial and error with our machinery, getting the right temperatures to have the chocolate temper correctly. But yeah, I think we've got it pretty well down pat now.
Was that Tyler that had to come up with the machinery you needed, or was that your role?
No, I bought all that. I actually have, I think a lot of women probably drool over, I don't know, something on Facebook or like shopping. I'm not sure. I Google machinery in my spare time. I'm a little weird that way. So I'd had this picked out for years and years, the machinery that I wanted. And then an opportunity came up where it was going to auction. It was my dream machinery. It was the cooling tunnel and the tempering machine and the mold loader. And yeah, I think I cried when I won the bid.
Oh my gosh, like just on eBay or something?
It was through like Union Machinery. But yeah, I won the bid, and boy, that was probably one of the happiest days besides my children's birth.
Wow, this is great. This is why you're so interesting. I mean, so you won the bid, and was this back when you just had your Kava chocolate?
Correct.
So originally, if just to clear things up, because I was actually confused, so you had the Kava chocolate, and then about a year and a half ago, you started this and put it all under the Sampoint chocolate.
Under the one umbrella. Yeah. I had my little herbal chocolate line for years.
Which is the Kava.
Years. Yeah, we do Kava, Maca, Ginseng. It's all different herbals. Like I said, we were doing CBD. We can't do that anymore.
A lot of people do, but yeah.
No.
I think they even sell some.
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah. I did that for years and had a co-packer that made our chocolate for us, and I just kind of outgrew them. And that's when I opened up the Sampoint chocolate factory over on Lake Street and put the machinery in there. And now we can really, we can do like 10,000 chocolate bars a day there. I mean, the machinery can really pump out a lot of chocolate bars. So our goal is to definitely get more distribution for Sampoint chocolate, which is completely different than the herbal line. Just to be clear, this is just straight chocolate out of Germany, and we do the truffles as well. And we're looking to get into Super One, like the whole chain of Super One. And we're just trying to get into more grocery stores.
Well, that's a great place for it. And again, the ingredients are so clean, and it's nice to have something so local. I think as this world, it's definitely changing. People are starting to look at that more and more.
Yeah. And a lot of people are cutting their chocolate with different oils instead of
seed oils, right?
Yeah. Because the cocoa butter is so expensive, and I'd rather shut up the doors than do that. One of my suppliers sent me some alternative chocolate just to try and combat the chocolate prices. The chocolate prices right now are sky high for all kinds of different reasons. A lot of disease in the plants right now. But anyway, we just decided, like, just we'd rather shut up the doors than compromise our quality. It's just not going to happen.
I think that's great integrity. Yeah, I'd like to see more of that on the planet.
Yeah, and then we're also we're expanding. We're expanding this summer with ice cream and coffee, and we will have
We have a little coffee shop right out there?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So we were expanding the retail store. So now you can go in and you can buy chocolate and ice cream. And we're going to have a little bit of espresso. We're going to have an espresso bar there as well. So that'll be really fun. And then we're going to have bands that will play in the parking lot this summer. And we'll have like a ping pong table and music and a seating area outside, like under lights. So it's going to be a real fun scene, I think, for this summer. I'm excited.
Oh, that is a fantastic niche in Sandpoint, a niche, I should say. Yeah, to have a place people can just kind of go and just bring community. And you're right behind the community garden. You're within walking distance to so much. Oh, that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
And ice cream, so you'll make all your own ice cream. You're going to challenge Tyler to the ice cream thing?
No, actually, we looked into it, and that requires a lot of machinery. But we contracted with a local ice cream maker in Spokane, and she makes all of her own ice cream, and so it's all handmade from scratch, real high quality, and so we'll be selling that ice cream. So it is local handmade ice cream.
Will it be some of those interesting flavors?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. That's the thing that's so interesting right now, is you have, you know, the lavender mocha or something.
Yeah, no, she's very creative, and
Conan Coffee does a lot of that, and it's great. But it, honestly, I have to say, half the time I don't stop because there's a line out the door. So I'm like, yeah, no, not today. You know, I just like growing up in Sandpoint, you don't tend to wait. You just are like, no, you know, we're not used to waiting. We just kind of things just you go to the store, you get your stuff, and you leave. You know, so totally nice to have another option.
Oh, like absolutely.
If you drive by lines out the door, you can keep on circling and go. Plus, I love the coffee edition.
Yeah, yeah.
Will you bring that in from Germany? That's some of my favorite coffee.
No, it's going to be local coffee. We haven't picked it out yet.
Well, Evans Brothers,
Evans
of course.
Evans Brothers, probably right. It's a shoe in there for their coffee because we use them in our truffles, and yeah, they've got great coffee. But yeah, we're really excited about that. That parking lot is huge at our facility, so we're definitely going to throw some parties there.
Yeah, and it's shaded by those trees, so that'll be a great, great summertime venue.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. So we expand. I'd like to have you tell us. So in your herbal line that's under the Sandpoint chocolate, the kava chocolate. So the kava basically relaxes you. Ginseng is a bit of it's a mind clarity herb, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
And what are some of the other ones that you're making?
We do maca and mostly kava, though. Kava is really the big one, and it's very subtle. I mean, this isn't like, oh my gosh, I can't drive. It's very subtle, and it relaxes you. We discovered it living in Hawaii. And
it's a root, you were saying?
It's a root. It's cousin to the pepper plant.
Okay.
And so it's ground up root that we put in chocolate. It's got a very overpowering taste, and so it goes better in chocolate. My first experience with kava was living on the Big Island, and my little girl, well, she's 16 now, but she was teething really bad, and we were living on a big piece of property, and our neighbor was a big Hawaiian guy, Zach. He was great, and he came over, and she's crying her little head off, and he rubbed, well, I thought it was dirt at the time, on her gums, and I'm like, what are you doing? But it has numbing properties as well, and so she was teething, and so he rubbed the root on her little gums, and she stopped crying, and I thought, oh my goodness, what is this amazing herb? And so I did some research and realized that it has relaxing properties as well. And so I started mixing it with chocolate just in my kitchen and selling it at the little local farmer's market for years. And that's how we got the start with the kava chocolate.
That is such a great use for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and for kids, how nice to just, I mean, sometimes, you know, there's so many, you know, one of the things we've talked about on different shows is like all the different diagnoses a kid have that tend to either be driven from anxiety or even in my case with a nervous system disorder, you know, we're wound tight. So a little chocolate can help. I mean, I think chocolate does too, because cacao also is a relaxing property, isn't it?
Well, it definitely makes people happy, that's for sure.
Okay, there we go. There we go. Okay, so, yeah. And then tell me about the maca, because maca, I do know because I grow a lot of mugwort, is made from mugwort.
Yeah, yeah. It's, most of it comes from Peru, and it's kind of called like the ginseng of Peru. But yeah, it's gaining in popularity. A lot of people are just now finding it.
What is it about? Oh, you don't know. Yeah. No, all I know for sure, and I just know from my Chinese medicine experience, they tend to use the maca on to help open up energies in the body, different blocked energy channels in the body. So you work on the meridians with maca.
Nice.
So I would imagine perhaps that's, you know, it's a popular chocolate. And I think you're right. I think it is, this maca concept is gaining in popularity because I think Chinese medicine is, we're starting to see a shift in people expanding their thinking for alternative modes to heal themselves. And I know it's worked in my body. I had 3 C-sections and we used maca to kind of reignite some of those meridians of the body. So that's why I'm so familiar with the mugwort and the maca.
Nice.
But not in chocolate, but I'm like, okay, that just might be a great combination.
Well, we use such a high quality chocolate, so it's got a high level of cocoa butter in it. And so when you mix herbs with the cocoa butter, it binds with the cocoa butter. And so it gets past like all the liver enzymes in your body. So the absorption is phenomenal. So people always say like, oh my gosh, this really works. This is really strong. Well, it's because it is in a fatty food.
We just, and that's the other thing, you know, we were talking right when we started the show, if you're just joining, but we were talking about how, you know, people don't take the time to really watch what they put in their body, and their body really will respond. It's just got these amazing receptors that if we put the good quality products in, our body's so much more responsive.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, and the CBD really hits close to home because my mom was diagnosed with terminal cancer about 8 years ago before anybody even knew what CBD was. Nobody knew what it was. And she was basically told it had metastasized to go home and you know, enjoy the rest of her meager few months left. And so my sister and I, she was only 61 at the time.
You're like, no way.
Oh, gosh. We took to the internet and just late nights on the internet, and then I found an obscure article how CBD attacks the outer walls of the cancer cell, and so we found some CBD. It was really hard to find back then, and to make a long story short, she scanned in 4 months later after taking CBD clear. So, and I'm not saying
was
that
it in the chocolate? Or you hadn't started?
No,
it in the
we hadn't
yet.
Started okay. The chocolate yet. No, it was just the oil. And I'm not saying that this will happen for everybody that
Every
has cancer. You know,
is different, but the open mind is the key. And
yeah,
to just know that there's options. Yeah. One of the gals I had on the show, I don't know, within the last 6 or 8 months, she talked a lot about CBD and THC and really helped bring clarity to that. But also she said that the CBD works on the cannabinoid system, which is so helpful in cancer, in working on the cancer cells. So I can't say more than that. I don't know more. There's obviously the internet. There's a lot of experts out there, some right, some wrong, some who knows. Everybody has an opinion, and they're all right because it's their own opinion. But I do think I think everything you said in your experience is a testimonial to that as an option. I don't think it's available in Idaho at all, so you probably have to cross the state line to find it because, you know, Idaho isn't at that space yet. So, but the maca, the kava, and the ginseng are phenomenal ways to get some good herbs, and I found that interesting that you mix it with high cocoa butter, is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, the cocoa butter content is high in this chocolate that we bring in because it's good quality. So they don't cut the cocoa butter with like different oils that, you know, to cut it down.
And we're finding more and more that seed oils are probably one of the worst things you can put in your body. There's so much research out there that, you know, they were designed for cars. And
oh gosh, I've heard that too.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know enough to speak to it, but I know enough to not eat it. I mean, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to choose avocado oil right now and really extra virgin olive oil until more research is done. That's what's so cool about the world we're living in. I mean, it's a pain in the butt, I must say, because it's changing so fast, but it's really great that there's so many people out there critically thinking a little bit more, and we're starting to reintroduce like thinking for yourself and some of that's really great. So, all right, we have to take another break. That means it is time for me to choose another chocolate. I think Tag wants me to take a break just so he can come back in and have a chocolate. Look, he's smiling. And all right, when we come back, we will finish out the hour and talk a little bit about maybe how you could schedule a tour or a party, or maybe just set something up to learn more about chocolate, or even put a proposal in an egg. All right, have a great day. We'll be right back.
Andy Gross, one of the hottest stand-up comic, magician, and ventriloquists working today, and he is coming to the Panada Theater in Sandpoint this Friday.
Who do I pay for the rental?
His videos have over 100 million views and counting. You may recognize him from several TV appearances and his NBC television special. Tickets available online at panda.org. You won't want to miss this one. Andy Gross, comic, magician, and ventriloquist, this Friday.
Well, it's official. Spring has finally sprung. Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture, and what better time to say out with the old and in with the new, with spring deals on stylish furniture for every room in your home. There are new arrivals in living room and dining room pieces, bedroom and home office furniture, and even area rugs. They are coming in weekly to be placed in our 20,000 square foot showroom. And like most of us, you probably have family and friends making plans for a visit this summer. Sandpoint Furniture has everything you need to get those sleeping arrangements figured out ahead of time. Mattress sets, sleeper sofas, or the popular Murphy cabinet that folds out into a queen-size bed in seconds. There when you need it, and out of sight when you don't. And for you bargain shoppers out there, make sure you stop by our Sandpoint Furniture Clearance Center. It's packed with closeout deals, overstocks, discontinued items, and kids' rooms. Our delivery service extends in a 100-mile radius around the Sandpoint area, and we've been working hard to be your hometown furniture store for over 78 years. Sandpoint Furniture, still making your house a home.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.com.
Spring and summer in North Idaho. For so many of us, our favorite time of year. Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, reminding us all that when we do crank, slide, and shove those windows open, that it's the favorite season for bugs, too. Many of you know by now that Selkirk Glass and Cabinets is the place to bring your screens in need of repairs. We can rescreen and repair them, or build you new ones. We also offer professional installation of the retractable screen doors. There when you need them, out of sight when you don't. So remember, for all your home screening needs, it's Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
Spring Fling Shop, Hop, and Win is April 26th. Join the Sandpoint Shopping District for fun and prizes. Meet at the Cedar Street Bridge from 1 to 2. There you'll grab your pals and passports to win one of two grand prizes, $500 in gift cards from participating businesses, or choose either Toad the Wet Sprocket with Semisonic and Sixpence None the Richer July 26th or Kansas August 1st. Both courtesy of the festival at Sandpoint. Go to sandpointdowntownshopping.com.
I'm laughing because I welcome back. This is our last segment. Because again, I was telling Julie at the beginning, I'm like, I don't know what we're going to talk about chocolate for an hour, but I have just enjoyed this so immensely. Recognizing, first meeting this wonderful woman who has, you know, always just has this entrepreneurial spirit, constantly inventing and reinventing, and just saying, oh, no big deal to just import chocolate from, you know, Germany. But because we keep talking so much that we filled the break, I didn't try chocolate that last break.
No, you did not.
So now I have nothing to report on. And Tag didn't even come in. So what are we supposed to do with that? All right. But the one thing I do want to make sure we talk about, and that's probably where we went, is I've got a bachelorette party coming up that my daughter has sort of put on for my future daughter-in-law. And we are going to, we've got a fun thing. They kind of did, instead of a couple of them are pregnant, a couple of them are younger. And so it's like this weird mix. Like, what do you do for a bachelorette party? So my daughter came up with this idea. She's like, oh, girls gone mild. And so we've planned this fun day. I kind of helped brainstorm this fun day. We're going to start with some yoga and then do like a fun card reading session and then go have a burn call lunch and have some fun. But I was thinking they could come by and maybe make something at the chocolate. So tell us about your classes and what you offer, because like that's a really fun thing for people to do.
Yeah, we started the classes for Valentine's Day. It was our Valentine's Day parties where you would come in and we would teach you how to make truffles. And then we hand-dipped strawberries and decorated those. And then we had a dipping station where we were dipping different dried fruits and cookies and decorating them. And then the last station was, the bars. You would actually decorate six chocolate bars with the whole table is full of different toppings that you could decorate the bars with. Oh, and people got so creative. I was writing down some of their ideas. They had better ideas than some of mine. But they were so popular that we extended them. And so we actually have a class this Friday. And we're trying to do them bi-weekly, every other Friday from 5:30 to 7:30, where you can come in and see all the equipment in action and learn how to temper chocolate. And we also are going to this next class we're doing, we're going to do the hand-painted molds. It's all done with like vegetable dyes, but it's painted on the chocolate. It's hard to explain.
Well, it's like this is painted, right? Your gold?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have the Idaho, again, I mentioned earlier in the interview that we have the gold with the chocolate, state of Idaho, and then a little red heart.
Yeah.
So that would be the painted.
Exactly. Okay. And so they'll be able to create those bars during the class. Yeah.
Okay.
We crank up music, and you can bring wine or beer or whatever. And it's been really fun, and we've met some great people.
So could people, in theory, if they wanted to do something kind of, again, I was just using that bachelorette party as an example, like because the girls don't want to just go out and, you know, do it sometimes the traditional way. So could they come and set a class and do something? And if so, do they kind of rent the space, Tyler? How does that work?
It would just be a private party. And,
okay.
We've had people definitely reach out to us to do those. And I think we do have one scheduled. I think we actually have a bachelorette party scheduled for next month.
Oh my God, that is so fun.
Yeah, it's a fun, easygoing experience, and people just have a lot of fun, a lot of laughing,
and like you say, they all get to decorate their own, which is kind of cool.
I've seen some of the guys come in, and you can just tell that the wives drug them in.
Of course, as we women do, we're dragging our men everywhere. Creative.
Just for the Valentine's Day parties, and some of these men, they were so funny. They so got into it. They were into it. They loved it, and they got really good. They were good. They got really creative. One of them said, "I'm like, I'm going to hire you. You're good."
With how he decorated.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Again, I'm looking at these chocolates, and they're like hand. The stripes on this strawberry one, they're so thin. Like it really is an art.
Yeah.
How does he do that? Just drizzle it with a spoon?
I don't know half of what he does, how he does it. He amazes me every day.
Well, it sounds like everybody who's interested in chocolate needs to go to Sandpoint Chocolate. Even if you're not, it sounds like you should get in there. And I just really want to encourage people to shop local. I think that's fantastic, and then also just getting the high quality ingredients. I mean, the fact that you offer that here is we're such a beautiful community when you think about what we offer in this small town.
I was just going to add to that, the shopping local. I mean, my little heart just swells with pride when I talk about it. I almost get a tear in my eye here. But the outpouring of support that we have had for our little retail store since it opened in November, end of November, has just been overwhelming. I cannot believe the amount of people that have come in to support us. It's just beautiful.
That is so wonderful. Yeah, that was, again, part of my impetus in bringing you on was to let people know that you're there, but it sounds like people are finding you.
Oh.
You came in and said you're extremely busy as already. But we can always do more.
We can always do more. And I really, really appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Yeah, Julie, it's been a great interview. I really want to encourage people to just maybe don't worry about the waistline for a minute. Just go get some good chocolate. And you know, there's a lot of people in nursing homes. There's a lot of, my heart goes out to older people. And, you know, I take great care of my parents. They should be listening, so they hopefully heard that. But no, we all, I have four kids, we all are always in our parents' lives. And a lot of elderly aren't. So if you know somebody who's older or something, maybe go get a box of chocolates or go get a few and take something to them. Because that is just, it is a, our elders are our wisdom keepers, and we need to continue to look up to that. So, Julie, I can't thank you enough for coming on and just saying sure and us filling an hour with wonderful conversation about chocolate and beyond.
It has been so pleasurable. Thank you for having me on.
Please check out Sandpoint Chocolate on Lake Street. And if you need anything, you can look her up online and reach out to her directly. You can also get a copy of this interview if you want to share it with anyone on Let Your Color Out Life. Thank you so much for joining us today. Have a beautiful Wednesday.